Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Listener, you're listening to the English program by the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta that you can listen on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital, plus on our shortwave broadcast 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. By the way, I'm Steve and I'll be in here with a lot of things coming from Indonesia. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. People's School launch providing inclusive and quality education for underprivileged. Indonesian tourism sector records sharp rise in foreign and domestic travelers. And here is the news in detail. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf officially opened the introduction of the School Environment Week for 2025-2026 academic year of Sekolah Rakyat or People's School in Bogor, West Java on Monday, July the 14th. The minister emphasized that the Sekolah Rakyat or People's School is a direct initiative from President Prabowo Subianto aimed at breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty, we should say intergenerational poverty, by providing inclusive and quality education for underprivileged communities. He explained that the opening of the orientation week marks the start of the operations of 63 schools under the first phase of the program, out of the total target of 100 schools to be opened nationwide during 2025-2026 academic year.
Basically, all of this is a team effort to bring to life the People's School, an idea from President Prabowo. Honestly, we have built this school in a short amount of time. But thanks to good coordination, collaboration, and teamwork, we have managed to solve the challenges.
He added that the main target of the People's School is children from families living in extreme poverty across various regions. The program is expected to become a long-term government intervention to tackle unequal access to education, which has long been one of the root causes of poverty. The Indonesian government has confirmed that inaugural launch of the Red White Village or Urban Co-ops will take place simultaneously on July 21, 2025, across 103 locations throughout Indonesia. Originally scheduled for July the 19th, the launch was moved to ensure full participation from all levels of government and community stakeholders. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan told the media on Tuesday in Jakarta that all preparations for the national launch are well underway and ready to proceed as planned.
The preparations are going really well, but once again, July 21st is only the launch of the initial 103 cooperatives. For full implementations, we have scheduled and targeted October 28, 2025. Out of 8,000 villages and urban areas, we are aiming for 80% to have established village or urban cooperatives by then.
In addition to launch preparations, Zulkifli stated that the government is also finalizing key regulations to ensure smooth operations of the Red White cooperatives after they are launched. A major focus is aligning regulations for 6 core services that the cooperative will provide, including distribution of LPG, fertilizer, and basic food supply. Indonesia's tourism sector has recorded a significant increase in the number of both international and domestic travelers. According to the Central Statistics Agency, the number of foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia from January to May 2025 reached 3.84 million, marking a 7.44% increase compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, the number of domestic tourist trips in the same period reached 508.67 million, an increase of 16.13% from January until May 2024. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Tourism Niluh Puspa stated in the monthly report of the Ministry of Tourism on Monday, July 14, 2025, that these achievements signal a strong recovery for Indonesia's tourism sector, as well as effective synergy among stakeholders in driving national tourism growth and program acceleration.
Kementerian Pariwisata terus berupaya untuk menjaga pencapaian.
The Ministry of Tourism continues to strive to maintain this positive achievement. We will keep boosting Indonesia's position as a preferred tourist destination, both for domestic and international travelers, through sustainable promotion strategies and collaboration with tourism business to develop safe, comfortable, and enjoyable tour packages.
Minister Niluh Puspa also expressed her hope that the number of both international and domestic tourists will continue to rise as Indonesia's tourism image improves globally. She emphasized the importance of collective responsibility in ensuring the safety and security of all visitors. Indonesian Minister for the Protection of Migrant Workers Abdul Kadir Karding emphasized that comprehensive protection for migrant workers can only be achieved through cross-sectoral collaboration. He conveyed this message during the signing of Memorandum of Understanding with several ministries in the Merah Putih Oranye White Cabinet in Jakarta on Monday, July 14, 2025. Focusing on the protection and empowerment of migrant workers, ranging from training programs to the protection of migrant workers' children. Abdul Kadir Karding stated that the spirit of protecting migrant workers has been realized through coordinated efforts to prepare a competent workforce equipped with skills, language proficiency, and mental readiness. For this reason, he affirmed the importance of extensive and high-quality training with support from the Ministry of Manpower.
These skills are what we really need for the sake of our labor force. We are counting on the Ministry of Manpower's support. We hope for training opportunities for at least 100 workers per year.
Meanwhile, during the same event, Indonesian Minister of Manpower Yasieli reaffirmed the ministry's support in enhancing the skills of Indonesian migrant workers. In addition to maximizing opportunities for employment abroad, he noted that the ministry is also working to expand domestic job opportunities for all Indonesians. Anggia Ermarini, Chair of Indonesian House Commission 6 on Monday, urged the Ministry of Trade to establish adaptive trade governance to navigate global dynamics and digital distribution trends. During a working meeting in Jakarta, she emphasized the ministry's critical role in expanding new export markets.
Kementerian Perdagangan memegang peran yang sangat penting sebagai pengarah kebijakan perdagangan.
The Ministry of Trade plays a very important role as a director of national trade policy, facilitator of export and imports, and supervision of distributions and consumer protections. Amidst global dynamics and digital distribution trends, we are required to present trade governance that is modern, adaptive, and able to bridge the interests of domestic business actors with the needs of the global market. Through various policy instruments and state spending, the Ministry of Trade is expected to develop the new export markets, secure the supply of domestic basic necessities, and strengthen an inclusive and justice-based consumer protection system.
Perlindungan konsumen yang inklusif dan berbasis keadilan.
Anggia Ermarini further highlighted the need for policy instruments and state budgets to develop new export markets, secure domestic staple supplies, and strengthen inclusive fair consumer protection system. She added that the management of the state revenue and expenditure budget, or APBN, reflects resource allocation for national goals as mandated by the Constitution to support economic recovery, boosting domestic business competitiveness, and ensuring fair consumer protection as the core of trade activities. Indonesia continues to strengthen its position as a key player in the region's digital transformation. At the Digital CIO Indonesia 2025 Forum in Jakarta on Tuesday, July the 15th, Secretary General of Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Ismail stated that data sovereignty and technology mastery are essential for Indonesia to not only be a user but also a creator of digital innovation. He emphasized the importance of cross-sector collaboration can support the adoption of technologies that match national needs.
So we need some share and commitment from all industry leaders, technologies, innovators, academics, and investors. We need your support and your leadership to move from planning to real execution. What can we do? And we welcome you to be part of this journey, partner with us, with government, to build interoperable and citizen-friendly digital services, strengthen our cybersecurity resilience and digital trust framework, co-invest in inclusive digital talent development, collaboration in scaling local innovation, and align with Digital Indonesian Vision 2045.
Ismail further emphasized that the collaboration aligns with the government's grand mission to realize Digital Indonesia 2045, a long-term vision focused on digital inclusion, efficiency, and self-reliance. With strong support from the entire ecosystem, Indonesia is expected to build a technological future that is not only competitive but also people-centered. The Digital CIO 2025 event in Jakarta serves as a strategic platform bringing together industry leaders, innovators, and digital stakeholders. Supported by the Jakarta Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the forum highlighted the importance of adopting technologies such as artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and data governance to support national economic transformation. Listener, that was the news from The Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is commentary titled Preparing the Golden Generation by Anantri Jayakasi.
The People's Schools, an Indonesian government program, officially launched at the start of the 2025-2026 academic year, Monday, July the 14th. The People's Schools was initiated directly by President Prabowo Subianto to break the cycle of generations lacking access to education. By ensuring equal access to education, it is hoped that students at the People's School, which is part of Indonesia's Golden Generation 2045 program, will be able to receive inclusive and quality education, especially those from underprivileged backgrounds. Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf, while launching the school environment introduction period for the 2025-2026 academic year at the People's Junior High School 10 in Bogor, West Java on Monday, July the 14th, stated that the launching of the People's School marked the start of operation for the first phase of 63 People's Schools out of a total 100 targeted to be operational nationwide by 2025-2026 academic year. Although conceived in a short time, the idea of establishing people schools deserves appreciation. Through coordination, collaboration, and cooperation with relevant agencies, people schools can better address the individual right to a decent education. People's schools can also help build positive character and personality in children, enabling them to become good citizens and contribute to the nation. Indeed, increased public awareness and participation in regional and national development through educational institutions actively contribute to realizing a golden Indonesia. The government has a target for people's schools to be implemented for children from underprivileged families in various regions. This program is a long-term investment by the government in addressing the lack of access to education for the underprivileged, which contributes to poverty. It is hoped that people's schools will continue to develop into schools that are truly inclusive of all groups and meet educational standards throughout Indonesia. The curriculum, teaching staff, and supporting materials, such as appropriate classrooms and other facilities and infrastructure, must support and align with the original idea of establishing people's schools. This will ensure the achievement of the target of a Golden Indonesia 2045, creating a future generation that will be a source of pride for the nation and state through both academic and non-academic achievements. That was commentary.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love?
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet,
Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
When I stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Setelah begitu lama tersisa air mata, banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan, masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersama. Perasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Ku maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi.
Lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin. Ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin. Ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Erat, ku kan bertahan janjiku. Tetap ada untukmu sampai selamanya. Tapi tanpa dirimu
children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Seperti cinta ini ingin ku lukiskan di dasar hatiku. Kesetiaan janjiku untuk pertahankan kasihku padamu. Bukalah mata hati, ku masih jumbui bayang dirimu di dalam mimpi yang mungkin takkan pernah membawamu di genggamku. Dirimu di hatiku tak lekang oleh kau bukan milikku. Intan permata yang tak pudar tetap bersinar mengusik kesepian jiwaku. Ku coba memahami bimbangnya nurani, pastikan semua tak akan ku ingkari. Terlalu banyak cinta yang
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Super, I love you. I need you, I miss you. Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honour each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
So, listener, you're still tuned to Airwave Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Right now, I'd like to bring you to see a very interesting place called Kedung Songo Temple in Indonesia Wonder.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Kedung Songo Temple, which is the name of a Hindu heritage temple complex in Candi Village, Bandungan Sub-District, Semarang Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia, precisely on the slopes of Mount Ungaran. In this temple complex, there are 9 temples. Kedung Songo Temple was discovered by Thomas Stanford Raffles in 1804, and it is a relic of Hindu culture from the 9th century of Shailendra dynasty. The temple is situated at an altitude of about 1,200 meters above sea level, so the air temperature here is quite cold, ranging from 19 to 27 degrees Celsius. The location of 9 temples is scattering on the slopes of Mount Ungaran, which has beautiful natural scenery. In addition, this tourism attraction is also equipped with pools from sulfur-containing springs, camping areas, and horse riding tours. Listener, it takes about 40 minutes to reach the temple by motor from Ambarawa City through the uphill road that slopes up to 40 degrees sharply. The temple can also be reached in 10 minutes from Bandungan tourism attraction. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And listener, if you want to learn how to speak in Indonesian language, you got to listen to the next one. Here comes Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and a resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali, which means that's a lot. Anting, anting, which means earrings. Ibu, ibu, which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. telinga. Telinga, which means ear. Panjang, panjang, which means long. Konon, konon, which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat, masyarakat, which means community or people. Suku Dayak, suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. Wanita, wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, the woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, there are still a lot of things that we can play for you, and more music is coming up next on the Music Corner.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Ayang jajan.
maluku bapak. Pura-pura teboga padahal duit bahaya. Tapi rakyat beli kuota. Ayang jajan henteu di warung ku aa. Ayang jajan henteu di dangu ku teteh. Pura-pura teboga padahal duit mahaya.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia. You can send your comments, questions, and everything to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. And also to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And also our YouTube channels, VOI Official and Voidcast. Once again, VOI Official and Voidcast. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on Air Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.